Aziz, I'm wondering if you can talk about your visits with the popes, Pope Francis and then Pope Leo. Certainly Pope Leo in the headlines right now, because Trump has been attacking the first U.S.-born pope. And Leo's response has been, even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood, in a reference to what the U.S. has been saying overall, especially with the U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran, talking about President Trump responding that Leo is weak on foreign policy and going further, even releasing this AI image of himself, President Trump, as Jesus Christ.
Yes. And I've read the Bible, so did my Oz, and we talk a lot about faith in our work. And in Arabic, the name of God is Salam, which means peace. And in Hebrew, it's Shalom, which means peace as well. And if God is peace, then his followers should be going in that direction. Blessed are the peacemakers, is what the Bible says. Love your enemies. Pray those for those who persecute you. When we met Pope Francis, we met him in front of 12,000-13,000 people in the Arena Tipace, a Roman theater. And as we told our story, everyone stood up and started cheering for us. And he invited us to him and then gave us a big hug and said, you are brothers, which means Maoz and I are tied together forever, because in Catholicism there's no divorce. But he also told us, the only place there's no disagreement in the world is a cemetery. You'll always have disagreement. It's about how we solve these disagreements. We, as humans, can solve it through diplomacy, through talking to each other. And it was the same when we met Pope Leo. It was very clear to us. He was just had become the Pope, that peace is something he prioritized. We were among the first people to meet him. He invited a delegation of peacemakers to meet with him, and he highlighted our peace work and said, this is the work that is needed today. So I'm not surprised to see him speaking about peacemaking.
I should say that Leo said, Pope Leo said, made his comments about your hands are full of blood after Hegseth's prayers for violence. And I wanted to end with Maoz. What responsibility does the U.S. have as an obstacle to peace? Israel backed by this enormous military might of the United States. We just have 30 seconds.
Yeah, so the U.S. has huge responsibility in letting the war going on and supporting it with weapon and Iron Dome diplomatic approval for everything Israel is doing. But this is exactly why we are here today in your studio, Amy, to call the American people. If the common people like ourselves and member of the Congress and politician and leader, it's also within your agency to join us and to bring peace to the Holy Land.
I want to thank you so much for being with us. Maoz Inon, Aziz Abusara, co-authors of the new book, The Future is Peace, A Shared Journey Across the Holy Land. That does it for our show. I'll be in Los Angeles tonight through Friday night for the theatrical release of Steal the Story, Please, the documentary about Democracy Now!, tonight at the North Hollywood Lemley, tomorrow night in Glendale. I'll also be in San Francisco and in Berkeley and in San Rafael and in Sonoma. Check out the website, democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
Think of your children pledging allegiance to the maple leaf. Mayonnaise on everything. Winter, 11 months of the year. Anne Murray, all day, every day.
CJUM FM 101.5, running on 100% Canadian volunteer power.
You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Buy Local. This is episode number 5. I am starting off with a very big announcement. If you were listening to last week's episode and you heard a secret message, I will be doing a ticket giveaway for the Second Floor Patients program and Spectrum show happening on May 2nd at the Handsome Daughter. And if you want to be entered into a chance to win, you just have to listen for today's secret code word. Moving on, I have another big announcement. I have a special guest today. We have Liam Kwiatkowski of Paradise on Fire.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for coming onto the show. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too.
All right. Do you want to introduce yourself or anything?
I want to introduce myself. Sure. I mean, my name's Liam Kwiatkowski. I'm in a band with Ashley. I've been in two bands with Ashley, actually.
We've been friends for a very long time.
Yep, since high school, which is a long time when you're our age.
Well, listen to the music.
Yeah, let's listen to some music. First up, the first band we're going to be playing is The Program, who are a band from Winnipeg, of course, like everything on the show. And The Program are my favorite band from Winnipeg, actually. They make such good music that's just really enjoyable to listen to. They describe themselves as kind of a metal crossover band because they don't want to say they're just a metal band, but they blend elements of a lot of genres. They have a very unique sound, so I will say it was kind of difficult picking a song to compare them to. My first time I saw a Program show was in December of 2024 on the last day of school. I went there with Ashley.
It was my first time in a mosh pit. It was so fun.
Yeah, I held her purse when she was in the mosh pit, and my friend made fun of me for that. But you know what? It's all the fun of going to local shows and enjoying bands. And make sure to catch The Program at their next show, which will be on May 2nd at the Handsome Daughter with Ashley's favorite band, Second Floor Patients.
We're kind of cool for that, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Our favorite bands play shows together. It's the second time I've seen them play a show together. And I think there was more before that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I know when we saw them, it was Second Floor Patients EP release show.
Yeah, that was a really, really good show.
Well, what's up first?
Well, up first is Domination by Pantera.
Stick around.
Yeah.
That was Sick by The Program, and before that was Domination by Pantera.
That song was pretty sick. I love that breakdown. Man, that part is so good.
Oh my gosh. Every time it's just like, you want to rip a wall off, you know?
Yeah. I listened to it while I was on a plane in Quebec, and I was like kicking a seat in front of me, and the old person's glaring at me. But you know what? That breakdown was so good. It was totally worth it.
Okay. Up next, we have... Don't you also really like this one, too?
Oh, I love this band. This is... I know that we're all from Winnipeg, but Transcona kind of feels like its own little town to me, and the town band is definitely Sky Raid, and I don't think you'd meet many Transconites that don't agree with you on that.
Like, they played at the high school. They were the headliner for a high school, like, performance that didn't even need a headliner, you know?
And they killed it, and they play at the High Neighbor Festival. I see Graham at Sobeys. And they're all such nice guys.
They're so sweet.
I love when a band are just nice, nice people. They're a good band to see live. They're super friendly.
Yeah.
So I guess for a bit of history, Sky Raid was formed at TCI. They've gone through multiple lineup changes over time.
Mm-hmm.
The lineup currently is Graham on guitar, Blaze on vocals, Howard on bass, Jordan on guitar, he's the newest member, and Earl on drums.
Every single one of them is a very dear friend of mine. I'm sure yours too, Liam.
Oh, of course. And especially Blaze is a total powerhouse.
Like, oh my gosh.
The whole band are just crazy musicians.
They are all so talented.
But enough gloating about Sky Raid. First up, we have The Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Can I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams, were they reflections of my woman staring back at me? 'Cause in my dreams, it's always there, the evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair. Was black, was
That was Contamination by Sky Raid. Oh, what a great band.
What a song that was, too. That is one of the best Sky Raid songs I can think of. Well, that is leaving out the songs that they haven't released yet, which I think are even better.
I'd like to ask you a question, actually, Liam.
Sure.
Viewers, I am going to... Sorry, I'm going to put you on the spot for a moment. I didn't come up with the original idea for this show. This was actually the idea of Liam.
Yeah.
Tell me. What sparked the idea for something like this?
Well, I kind of had this idea for the longest time to make a local music playlist and just kind of have a way to connect bands. But I thought, that's cool and all, but it's kind of a tough gateway for some people to just get into local music without knowing what it sounds like or to not know what popular bands we kind of sound like. Oh, I got to talk closer to the mic? Okay.
Yeah.
So this way is kind of a thing to say, if you like this band, you'll probably like this too. And, you know, support local, buy local. This is like a farmer's market for music. It's like the superstore brand of things, but good, because no name brand, I wouldn't buy it.
It's probably iconic, be saying that.
Yeah, so this next band, we've played alongside. I think that's the first band today that we've actually played alongside, correct?
Yeah, that looks like it.
Yeah, because we played, what was it called at the Tap House?
We played Girls Night Out with hosted by Peg City Sound Off. Shout out to Joel Emerson.
Thank you, Joel Emerson. You are the best.
This is Indigo with Bitter Tongue. But before that, we're going to listen to Velvet Revolver with Slither.
Slither.
That was Bitter Tongue by Indigo. You are listening to UMFM 101.5. This is Bi Local with featured guest Liam Korchowski.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So Indigo, I didn't talk about them much before their song came on. I have a bit of a personal connection with them.
Really? I wonder what it could possibly be.
Well, first of all, we're going to be playing a show with them again at the Park Theater on May 30th.
That's right. If you've heard a silly little ad running on the radio sometimes, that is me and Ben Field from Paradise and Fire. We made a little ad about this show coming up. It's going to be actually with Sleepless, Indigo, us, and Seventh String.
Have you had Sleepless on the show yet?
I've yet to, but don't worry, they'll be coming up very soon.
Maybe next week. Anyways, Indigo has had a lot of lineup changes and is now in their, I'm not sure what form you'd call it, but they consist of Caleb, Jamie, Sandra, Doug, and Pops. And for all of you who don't know, Pops is my dad.
Jeff Korchowski.
Yes.
All right, now we are going to go back in time to 1977. Whoosh. Do you hear that?
That's the time machine.
Yes.
They call me Doc. I'm like Back to the Future.
We're not only going back in time, we're going to the coast, to the Pacific coast of Vancouver to talk about Prism.
Ooh.
Prism is a rock band from 1977. If you like Sticks, you'll like this next one coming up. They released 8 albums from the span of 1997 to 2008, with a small hiatus at that time from 1984 until 1987.
And they've been currently active since. In fact, they played the Transcona High Neighbor Festival in 2023. My buddy Frisch was there.
And they're still touring even now, isn't that right?
They still are, yes. They're currently doing some circuits, you know, the kind of usual legacy act things.
And as far as I'm aware, all the members include Al Harlow, Gary Grace, Mark Gladstone, and Greg Cox. Up first, we have Babe by Styx, and then after that, it's Young and the Restless.
Thank you. once again and somehow try to smile. I know the feeling we're trying to forget, if only for a while. 'Cause I'll be lonely without you, and I'll need your love to see me through. But please believe me, my heart is in your hands, 'cause I'll be missing you. Babe, I love you. Babe, I love you.
That was Babe by Styx, and what you just heard was Young and Restless by Prism. Very nice and very peaceful, I'd say.
Yeah, that music takes me back to when I was a kid. My dad used to play us a lot of Prism music when we used to go on road trips, you know, when I was like, I don't know, 6 or 7.
I think up next we should listen to some music you definitely wouldn't have listened to when you were on a road trip.
No, definitely not. We're going to be switching up the genres a little bit. That was kind of, you know, I don't know what you'd call that, kind of yacht rockish. But we're going to be going to some hardcore now, a bit more modern.
We got Knocked Loose. If you like Knocked Loose, we're going to be listening to Blinding Faith. And then after that, we're going to be listening to a band which is fronted by UMFM's very own Justin Fisher, host of Suburban Homes.
We love Suburban Home.
It's Couriers. That is not how you say that properly.
Couriers.
That's right.
I think.
Yep. Couriers released their first single called Good Things Fall Apart in 2024, but their start actually began in 2023, in June of that year. They have four releases, and their newest single, Farewell, My Friend, is what we're going to be listening to today. It came out on November 14th of last year.
Couriers is making big strides in the scene. I'm really excited for them. They put on a lot of good shows. I haven't been to as many as I think I should have, but we'll be changing that in the future.
We saw them for the first time, the same time we saw the program for the first time.
Yes, we did.
They were the headliner, and they were super powerful.
Oh, they killed it.
Stay tuned for them if you are a fan of Knocked Loose. This is Blinding Faith, and then after that, it's Farewell, My Friend.
Why am I dying?
Wow.
You're listening to Buy Local on UMFM 101.5.
That song was great.
Your secret code word for today is Big F. If you email the words Big F to buylocalumfm@gmail.com, you will be entered. Okay.
So anyways. Do it. Enter. Do it. Big F.
Anyways, we are up to our last two songs.
How sad.
How heartbreaking. But this is a very exciting thing for me personally because I take a lot of inspiration from Shit Happens.
Ooh, you can't say that word.
Oh, but I can. Shit Happens is a really incredibly powerful punk band fronted by the amazing Kayla Wilding. I am really a huge fan of her. She kind of has been a little bit of a mentor for us.
Oh, she's a mentor for the whole punk scene, and I think that's really what's great about Kayla and about this band in general. Is Kayla's kind of the person who organizes things like Punk Fest. She organized Back Alley Beers.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called? It was called Back Alley Beers and something, and I've always shortened it. I forgot the full name.
Oh, the show itself was called Beers and Barbecue, but the Back Alley Beers podcast is something she's definitely a part of. I know that.
Yeah, and Kayla's kind of like, she does a lot to run the punk scene. She keeps it in line. She makes these great shows. She sells out Punk Fest, like, we all really appreciate what Kayla does for the punk scene. That is to say the absolute least.
Absolutely. And the very first time I saw her was actually at Punk Fest last year. And I was totally, like, starstruck. You witnessed my, like, there were little stars in my eyes.
And I caught the shirt and I gave it to you that she threw into the audience.
And I love that shirt so much. And when I saw them, the only person I could possibly think of that would match Kayla's amazing stage presence was Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys. So that is who we are going to be listening to. If you like the Dead Kennedys, you should definitely stay tuned for Shit Happens. This is Stealing People's Mail, followed by Hot Mess.
We go to the party. We go to the game. We ain't going to the disco. Ain't gonna cruise out, man. Stealing people's mail. Stealing people's mail. Stealing people's mail. Driving in the mountains, ride around, around. Run just through your mailbox, bitch. Take your mailbox to town. And we got bandits and renegades, tax returns, checks and politicians from newspapers, money bills and fancy checks. Pretty funny pictures of your kids gonna steal your mail. On a Friday night, we're gonna steal your mail. Light a candle light. We got a grocery car for lots of 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 you. People say that we're crazy, we're sick and all alone. But when we reach our letters, roll on the floor. And we got money, but when it gets tax returns, take a bunch of strong hits, they burn. Money, bills, and cash checks. We got a big ship with your friends. And I steal your mail on a Friday night. We're gonna steal your mail back at every night. We better not get caught. If it comes to institutions, we'll be drunk and shot.
Well, that's all the music we have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you very much, Liam, for coming onto the show.
Oh, of course. It was really fun.
Absolutely.
So, Ashley, what's your favorite venue as a performer to play at?
To play at? It's probably the side stage. It's the most, like, it feels kind of intimate, you know?
Yeah. It's like the Park Theater, but like a baby.
That's a very good way of putting it. What about you?
I would say my favorite venue to play is definitely also the side stage.
Yeah.
I've only played it once. Yeah, I've only played it once because the other time I was gone.
Yeah, you were in Quebec?
Yeah. That was fun. That was a fun trip. I mean, it was great to have a fill-in. As much as I like playing the drums for the band, it's really cool to see what you guys can do without me as well.
Definitely. And what would you say is the one you haven't played yet but would love to?
Probably the Handsome Daughter. I mean, come on. I've seen enough shows there. I split my lip at a show there. I've never injured myself at all at a show before.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That was at the Solaire EP release show, wasn't it?
It sure was. It was during the encore, I think, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, thank you again, Liam, for coming on the show. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you to all the people who have tuned in. I would like to give you a little sneak peek. Next week, we will also be having another guest named Jared Adams. So, better stick in for next week as well.
Yep. Tune into Buy Local every week. It's a really great show. I advertise it to all my classmates.
Well, thank you very much, Liam.
These chairs are squeaky.
Yeah, I guess they are. And on that note, I'm going to let you guys go for the day. Everyone, stay safe. All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Buy Local. Art and design for Buy Local is provided by Mia Danieluk. Intro and outro music is credited to Last Alliance. If you want to get your song on the show, provide suggestions, or just say hi, you can email me at buylocalumfm@gmail.com. My name is Ashley Patnaud, signing off.
He's on the phone. Okay. Were you scammed out of $96 or did you like just make a bad purchasing decision?
He overcharged me by $17. And we are the green majority as the shining sun doth bless our epidermi. The green majority, Canada's most excellent environmental news hour, coast to coast to coast to coast. We are on CIUT 89.5 FM or your local community radio station or your podcast application, Harbinger Media Network. And thank you for listening to us as you barrel down these country roads or wherever you happen to be in your workplace, in your vehicle, in your God-given home. And we have myself, David Hostetter, we have Lauren Elizabeth Corlatour, and we have Dave Gray Donald. I don't know Dave Gray Donald's middle name, if he possesses one.
Who knows?
And we'll never know. Go to thegrindmag.ca to find out what's going on there with the mysterious nomenclature of Mr. Dave Gray Donald. And Dave Gray Donald is going to be interviewing Keith Brooks of Environmental Defense. This is the beast from the east, the big dog.
Yeah, he's in management at Environmental Defense. I think I'm taller than him, but
we meant like in the hierarchy of the organization.
Yeah,
we talked about that's an insanely, like, that's like probably like the most like cishet man I've ever heard you say. It's like, actually, I think I'm taller than him.
I'm just saying he's not particularly like, anyway.
And you're going to be talking about sort of the energy layout of what? Wait, what are you talking about?
We're talking about gas plants in Ontario and then just